Hello, Mona, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, hello. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. What can
Excellent.
I help you with?
Glad to hear that. Yeah, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print,
no.
radio, or television? Okay.
No, Excellent. We're both retired.
Awesome. So just give me 1 minute, please.
Okay.
Okay, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? You will probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Certain. I'm on a survey. All
right. What is your age?
69.
What racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African American?
White, Caucasian.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
I do appreciate your time on this. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job.
Okay.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job they are doing?
All of them? Wait, are you going to tell me names or what?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Sherrod Brown as senator?
Approve.
Okay. You strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Oh, strongly.
Okay. Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman? Strongly approve,
strongly approve.
Joe Biden as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Donald Trump as former president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove? Strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
I'm going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay? Just let me know.
Okay. Nope.
All right. So Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Yeah favorable. Very favorable.
Marcy Kaptur.
Very favorable.
Democrats in Congress, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or
Very favorable, I think.
Very unfavorable?
No, favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump, very favorable, somewhat
very
unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Republicans in Congress, very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Very unfavorable.
Derek Merrin, very favorable, somewhat
I don't
favorable.
Know.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't know.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
For Joe Biden, Democrat.
And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
That's who that is. Marcy Kaptur.
Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there's no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No chance.
Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. Is it time for a change? Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
It makes no difference.
Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them.
Well, I'm not voting for him at all, so
okay.
The statements have nothing to do. I don't know what they are, but.
Okay, let me see
totally
here.
Totally in favor of Sherrod Brown. So.
Okay. Well, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm like, yeah, right. I know.
Right. Well, even
all
though
those
voters,
Republicans do.
Okay. Well, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, no true, or you don't know.
These statements just enforce or make me just more likely to not vote for him. However you have to say that.
Okay. Okay.
Is this much longer?
Yeah, we're almost done. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation. Marion even voted no on that. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or don't know.
It's no difference because I'm not voting for it anyway.
Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Marin saw extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office. While working families and struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Much less likely, someone
is
like...
Is he running against Marcy or against Sherrod?
Well, that's a very good question. Right now, these are just statements that if you're...
Oh, right.
Right. That we...
Yeah, I was just curious. Sorry. Because I've been traveling, so I haven't been paying... attention yet. So,
how do you feel about this statement?
I mean, these statements are, it's nice to know this. I mean, but it's not gonna, doesn't affect how, because I'm not voting for him regardless, but it's good ammunition to have.
Okay. So now in the state, so in this one you would say no difference. So the one that I just read to you, okay.
Right.
In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to get Social Security and Medicare, and would you raise the retirement age? Much less likely, somewhat likely, no difference, more likely, don't know, or not true.
Yeah, it makes me less likely to vote for him. How's that?
Okay.
I was already not voting for him, but it makes me even less likely.
Excellent. Well, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Maron was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Maron's corruption. Much less likely, somewhat likely, no difference, more likely, not true.
I didn't realize she was involved with that, too. Jiminy Christmas, this guy's a piece of work, isn't he?
Okay.
Okay. It makes me even less likely, and I had zero chance before.
Okay. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Maron role legislation, and mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true.
Much less likely.
So we're more than...
You can
than,
just mark all these statements the same because I have no intention of voting for that guy. And
I do appreciate your time. Well, we're almost done with this. Based on what you heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Maron, or would you still vote for Maron?
The best reasons are his self-serving policies and his the fact that he's against women's rights, so. And the corruption. Yeah. So mostly that he's against women's rights, but then the overall, like the corruption, his involvement in the corruption through the First Energy, his support of that, and then all these self-serving policies. It's just crazy. Okay. Good.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if there's general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Carpenter or Republican Derek Maron?
Oh, Marcy Carpenter, sure. So that's who we...
And what will you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Maron?
Being against women's rights. Okay.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have accomplished? I'm going to read some
college
categories.
College graduate.
Okay. Oh. Thank you. Is that college graduate?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Associate's degree, or I mean bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Strong Democrat?
Yeah.
How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Somewhat important.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
No, Biden.
I do appreciate your time. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and that's it. Have a nice day.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.